Good afternoon, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the surface of this very planet, we welcome you to another hopefully exciting and interactive edition of our live presentation on this very day, the 15th day of February in the year of Almost High Elohim 2021. And with the time now standing at precisely from this location that I am, 6 minutes past 12 noon in the afternoon in Houston, Texas, 6 minutes past 7 p.m. in the blessed land of Biafra, and the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are listening to us from, we are live and we are direct. And Elohim and all the hosts of heaven is bearing us witness. On a very cold afternoon in Houston, Texas, we are coming live and hopefully uninterrupted to the entirety of humanity. Facebook, they have come again. My Facebook page, Mazin Nnamdi Kanu Official, Facebook will not allow me to stream on that platform. But we are live on my profile, my group page, which is Mazin Nnamdi Kanu. We are also live on Twitter. If you want to know my authentic, original Twitter handle, we are broadcasting live on Twitter. If you have a Twitter account, you can listen to this very broadcast live on that very platform. Do not forget that if you have not downloaded IPOB, Community Radio, or Radio Biafra app, I do encourage you to try and do so. Because the more they try to shut us down, the more we continue to grow exponentially. If Facebook thinks I cannot broadcast on their platform, I will broadcast on Twitter, and that is where we are this afternoon. And anybody who can get this very link via Mazin Nnamdi Kanu profile on Facebook, please try and share the link as extensively as possible. We are also on satellite. We are on Radio Biafra on FM platform back, not just in Biafra land, but across the Damnable Zoological Republic. University of Radio Biafra is also on Facebook. You can go to University of Radio Biafra on Facebook to participate. They will try to remove some people. They will try to suppress, as they are doing right now, as I'm watching the figures here. But they are wasting their time because we know that the whole world is listening. What they are trying to do, not just to suppress us, is to try to make it impossible for the world to hear the truth. But this very afternoon from Houston, Texas, this very irrepressible truth will be preached on this very noble platform, this very radio Biafra Chukwukike Abiyama has created. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the largest mass movement on the face of this very earth, the indigenous people of Biafra, IPOB. I am the director of Radio Biafra and Biafra Television, and by the very special grace of the Most High Elohim, Chukwukike Abiyama Purumi Henina, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. As I welcome you, please welcome other people. As I said, if you go to my Twitter handle right now, at Mazin Nnamdi Kanu on Twitter, you should be able to hear us. You should be able to hear us. Things are happening all over Biafra land, but before we proceed, we must, of course, pray. Because prayer is very, very important. Because we are Umu Chineke, which means the children of God. That is who we are. When somebody says to you that you are Nwa Chineke, it means you are a child of God, and we are not going to abandon that very tag because we are where we are today by the very special grace of God Almighty in heaven. Our enemies are warned, the more you suppress us, the more we grow. I don't think that Facebook actually realized that today we'll be broadcasting on Twitter, and that is where we are at the moment. They are scared of the truth. They are worried about us exposing the murderous tendencies of the Fulani Janjaweed. But here we must do so. But first of all, let us pray. And I will pray in the language of heaven, the oldest language on the face of this very earth. Eze onye nwanyị na Chineke nna nke pụrụ m ihe niile, eze ndị nsọ, onye anyị na-aja mma wee na-eto wee na-agụzi aha nsọ ya mgbe niile, onye ọ bụ naanị ya nwee ike niile, onye sitere n'okwu ọnụ ya sọsọ wee kee ihe niile bụ ihe kere eke n'ụbọchị nke taa, onye ọ bụ naanị ya bụ usuu niile nke ndị agha, Chineke nna nke ụmụ ogbenye, Chineke nna nke ndị Biafra, Chineke nna nke pụrụ m ihe niile, onye anyị na-aja mma, onye ndị mmụọ ozi na-efe, onye mmụọ na-erubere isi, onye mmadụ dabere n'ahụ ya, onye ọ bụ naanị ya ka ndị okenye na-atụ mkpọ ọla edo na nnasị n'ọdị nsọ, ndị Igbo otu ga ebighị ebi, n'ihi na ebughị mmadụ ebughị mmụọ ebu Chineke nna. Ọ bụ naanị gị ka anyị na-akpọ, ka anyị enweghị ichi ọzọ ewezụga gị. Anyị anaghị efe arụsị. Ọ bụ aha gị ka anyị ji aba mba were ewe n'anya isi. Ihe niile nke anyị bụ n'ụbọchị nke taa bụ site na mara gị onye nwe anyị na Chineke nna. O nweghị onye ọzọ ewezụga gị Chineke. Anyị wee na-ekele gị na-asị gị biko obi ọsọ ọsọ na ndị na-abatawa ụmụ gị n'ime. Ndị ekworo karịrị akarị n'ime anyị. Nna nke ebere dị ngọzi, were amara gị na ebere gị bịaka iwe zọpụta ndị gị. Anyị wee na-adọ gị ka iwe mee ngwa ngwa n'ihe na Fulani abatawo anyị ime. Ma ọsọ ọsọ gị onwe gị bụ eze ebube dị ngọzi ka iwe zọpụta ndị gị. Ndị niile kụniri sị na ha bụ ndị nro Biafra, ndị niile ka ha ara bụ ndị kụniri wee na-agba anyị mgba, ka ha ara bụ ndị pụtara anụ nna nke ebere dị ngọzi sị na Biafra agaghị adị, ndị dị etu agaghị adị, onye nwe ihe ga-abụ nke ha. Ọgbaghara ga-anọ n'etiti ụtụtụ ehihie abalị, mkpụrụ obi ha agaghị enwe ezumike. Ị ga-atụghachi ha azụ n'ihere nke onwe ha. Ha niile bụ ndị kụniri wee na-akpagbu Biafra, onye nwe na Chineke nna. Ị gara ha niile n'iyi. N'ihi n'okwu ibu ihe na emen. Anyị wee na-asị malite anya onwe anyị nna nke ebere dị ngọzi, anya onwe anyị bụ ụmụ gị ndị na-anya isi n'aha nsọ gị. Bụ ndị na-emere ọgọ, onye nwe m, bụ ndị na-achị iru gị mgbe niile. Bụ ndị sitere n'aha ha na-abụ ụmụ ha wee na-enye ha nsọ otuto. Anyị onwe anyị bụ ndị nwe ezi ịhụnanya ebe nzọpụta gị nakwa emere mgbe ịna asị na nke dịsọ na anyị ga-eburu aha nsọ gị elu. Chineke nke igwe anyị ga-aja gị mma. Onye ka eluigwe na ụwa anyị ga-akpọ isi ala nye gị. Anyị bụ ụmụ ogbenye, onye nwe m. O nweghị ihe ọbụla nke anyị bụ n'iru gị n'ihi na ọ bụ anụkpa ahụ ka anyị bụ ụbọchị anyị ga-anwụ, kama na okwu nsọ gị na-anọgide ma ruo mgbe ebighị ebi. Ihere pụrụ ime mmadụ dị ndụ na nke bred ngọzi, kama ị gaghị ekwe ka ihere wee mee okwu nsọ nke gị, n'ihi na ọ bụ okwu ka iji wee kee eluigwe maka elu ụwa. Okwu nke ikwuru, nkwa nke ikwuru anyị, okwu ọgba ndụ nke ikwuru n'isi anyị eze ebube dị ngọzi ga-abịarịrị na mmezu na Biafra ga-abịarịrị na nke bred. Ị ga-emere anyị amara gị, n'ihi na ọ bụ naanị gị bụ onye enyemaka, naanị gị bụ onye nzọpụta. Ọ bụ naanị gị ka a na-etu Elohim Adonai El Shaddai, onye dị nsọ ma ruo mgbe ebighị ebi. Nara ekele, otuto, nsọpụrụ, ịja mma site n'ebighị ma ruo n'ebighị ebi ka na-arịọ gị. Ise, ise, ise. This very afternoon, evening or night, depending on where you are, we must preach our the gospel of redemption, the gospel of heaven, the gospel of restoration, the gospel of liberation, this very gospel of enlightenment, the gospel of hope, the gospel of education. That very gospel that will lead us from bondage into freedom, from slavery into emancipation. We are here to preach it unashamedly. Once again, if you're joining us for the very first time, you cannot get us on Facebook on my official Martin Nnamdi Kanu Facebook page. No, we cannot broadcast there today, no. Facebook said no, because they collect money from the zoo. And it is very, very unfortunate that those who are working for Facebook are predominantly our Yoruba brothers and sisters. Some of them have not learned any lessons yet. It was because of the betrayal, should I say, the treachery against Biafra, that is why today Fulani Janjaweed are occupying Yoruba forests. This very generation working at Facebook offices in Abuja and in Lagos, they have not learned anything yet. They have not learned anything. If they continue this way, they are going to suffer. They will suffer. We are preaching this very gospel unashamedly and without fear before our enemies, as those who will testify know very, very well. We are without fear before our enemies. We are whiter than white and whiter than snow. That is why we can do something that others can never do, not even dream of doing, because the grace of the Almighty is upon us. I can preach this very gospel all the days of my life with relish. I want us this very evening, morning or night, depending on where we are, to look at the fast that happened at Lekki. The end fast protest, Mark 2, that should have happened at Lekki. And I say it this day, as I say it always, anybody who understands how we preach our gospel by now would come to the appreciation that we do not hide from speaking the truth. Lekki phase 2 NSAS protest collapsed because Nigeria media have succeeded in creating a generation of cowards and lily-livered, spineless individuals pretending they are brave, hiding under convoluted grammar and English to not only deceive themselves, but to betray this very generation and those unborn. They couldn't stand up to the police. All of you are living in a damnable zoological republic where the truth cannot be spoken. The reason for that is because of the media that you have. They report opinion as news. They report people's gossipy tendencies or interpret it as being newsworthy. They have turned people into cowards. That is why the Fulani can brazenly stand up and attempt to change the narrative. From what is white to black, black to green, green to red, in broad daylight, they are claiming they are the victims. Fulani, all of a sudden, are now claiming they are the victims. When everybody knows they were the ones that brought terrorism, they were the ones that brought mayhem, slaughter, mass rape, they are the ones that brought ethnic cleansing, they are the ones that brought in insecurity. Everybody knows this. If you bother to study, if you bother to read for 1 second, you will understand the role that El-Rufai played in all of this. You will understand the role that Bala Muhammad played in all of this. These are all Fulani governors in the north. You will understand the role that the late dead Buhari played in all of this. You will understand the role that Abba Kyari played in all of this. You will understand the role that Issa Funtua played in all of this. All of you, you know, you pretend that all is well in the zoo, but you know that nothing is functioning. You know that the Fulanis are coming to take over your land. You know they are raping your women. You know that we shipped our ladies all the way to military barracks in the north where they are being raped. Right now they are in DSS custody in the north. All of you are aware that Hopus Odema did not win any election in Imo State, yet they imposed him upon us. All of you understand that it is Johannes Ndiara and Andiyoshi who are being controlled by the Janjaweed North that is making our life a misery. All of you, you know all of these things, but you pretend otherwise. You pretend otherwise. Very, very sad indeed, and very, very shameful. I blame Yoruba Media Square for creating a generation of cowards, creating a generation that cannot stand up and do that which is right, for creating a generation that all that they care about is where the next flashy item can be gotten from. And that is why also you have idiots working for Facebook in Abuja and in Lagos, intent on suppressing the truth. I was listening to an interview on Channel Television with that girl that is so annoying. She annoys me so much, I'm telling you the truth. I cannot stand her. I don't know what her name is. She was the one that interviewed the very brave Senator Abaribe. And this is the reason why I have said repeatedly and without any equivocation, without any regret nor remorse, that there is something fundamentally wrong with black people. Ndisioji, black people, there is something wrong with you. A journalist is sitting down in a studio, being watched by people, of course, very few people all over the world. And they are trying to trot out the Fulani narrative. They want to explain, to justify why the Fulanis who are running the government of the damnable Zoological Republic cannot follow the rule of law. They have the MBA. MBA do not understand what the rule of law means. They have senators. They claim they make laws. They don't even obey the laws that they make. They have House of Reps members. They don't understand what law is all about. But you are in a zoo. You call yourself a country. You are having a debate about how, where, and how to move cattle. All of you actually know that this debate about cattle is about conquest. Wherever their cattle goes, they can conquer that very place. You know this very well. You know the history of the Janjaweed from across the Sahel. You know this. They came out and they told you in broad daylight, the governor of Bauchi State, we are going to relocate. We will relocate Fulanis into Nigeria. You, all of you, heard it. You pretend as if you didn't hear it. Facebook in Nigeria is pretending they don't know. Channels is pretending they don't know. AIT is pretending they don't know. But all of you heard it. All of you were there when they said that these same terrorists they are defending today, that they came from outside Nigeria. That was what they said. Does it mean that your brains cannot retain information? Does it mean that the brains of people in the zoo called Nigeria, you don't absorb any information? That was what they told you only a few weeks ago. So why this nonsensical debate about Fulani and their cattle? Why the debate about people carrying AK-47? That a governor came out to try to justify why Fulani must carry AK-47. In a democracy. And all of you are quiet. Like a bunch of idiots. All of you are quiet. Until your lands are taken over. Then you will understand what you have done to yourselves. You will know. Then your eyes, your eyes will open. As foolish as you people are, then your eyes will open. You know what they are doing, don't you? Are you not aware of what they are doing? Did you watch or listen to the debate between Abaribe? I wouldn't call it a debate. I would call it exchanges between Abaribe and Garba Shehu. People lying in broad daylight. Liars and deceivers. They think because they have amassed so much wealth. Fulani thinks because they have stolen so much money. They can bribe they can hire the best consultants in the world. They can bribe officials in America. They can bribe lawmakers in England. They can bribe people in the EU. They can buy anybody off with oil and gas. That's what they're thinking. That is why every major country in the world has a stake in Biafra land, be it in oil or in gas. Instead of them to speak the truth, Ajib will call them and say, oh, please remember your investment here. We are taking oil for free. Remember that? And they will turn the truth upside down. And you think we are going to tolerate that rubbish? We would all rather die than allow Fulani to take our land from us. I'm telling you, before God and man, it can never happen. It cannot happen. Who turned this world upside down? They will see something they've not seen before. All of you, we are there. You are claiming you are human beings. You claim you have brain. They are busy replacing your leaders, giving you idiots that will support them. Exactly what Afonja did in Kwara State, in Ilorin, the same thing they are doing. Some of you, you read history, but you don't make meaning. You don't make any meaning out of it. Black people, and you wonder why Africa is poor. You wonder why black people are poor and wretched all over the world. By some few individualized brilliance, so to say, we would have been lower than animals. I'm telling you this. Have you not seen it? All over the world, are we doing well anyway? All around the world, is that not the truth? Is that not the truth? Even those who are doing well, a white person gave them the opportunity to do well. A white person gave them the space to do well. Are you telling me if it were to be Africa that even forget about his limitations and idiocy, do you think someone like Obama could have come out to become a president in Africa? Anywhere? I'm asking you. Look at all the idiots you have in Africa. That's the heads of state. Do you think they can improve your lives? Look at the idiots you have as journalists. Do you think they can improve your life? Do you think so? They cannot improve your lives. And that is what we are here to preach, to tell you the truth. All the years of lies against you. Remember, after the war, Igbo man, this Igbo man, that, Biafra, Biafra, not of Biafra. You are secessionist. You want to divide us. They, we are doing it in order to lure you into a false sense of hope, to show you an enemy that doesn't exist in order to conquer you. Remember, they said they were together with Yoruba. All of us are in this thing together. We are fighting the Igbos. We are fighting Biafra. They are secessionists. They want to secede. They want to break our country. They were saying that today they are in Yoruba land, killing Yoruba people. The same people that told you, Igbo man is your problem, Biafra is your, they are in your land killing you. Why? When are you people going to reason? When are you going to reason? And understand that everything about Fulani is a pack of lies. I heard that girl called Kadira Ahmed. She was saying, this is how we started in Rwanda. It was a hate speech. Hate speech. You people are carrying out hate action with your AK-47, your Janjaweed rapists. You call them headsmen and Miet Gala. Can't you see it? When people rise up to respond, you are claiming that there is hate speech. That was how it started in Rwanda. When Fulani was slaughtering people, raping their way through the middle belt, coming to the south, did you say anything? The answer is no. Never said anything. Fulani, you think you're smart. You people think you're very smart. Because you control the media, you have access to central bank, you can do whatever you like, because you were there when that idiot, the dead buffoon, the dead idiot called Buhari, was in power. Unfortunately, put in power by the Yoruba people. Yoruba put him in power. You have seen what you've gotten for it. You have not seen it? Why won't I speak the truth? Anybody who knows who I am knows I speak the truth always, and I damn the consequences. Because nothing will happen. Let heaven fall. You were campaigning for Buhari. You were warned. You are digging your grave. You did not listen. You did not listen. Now they have gone to Yoruba land. They want to take over Yoruba land with terrorists. And then they face Eastern Security Network with the army. That's what they want to do. It's a very simple game plan. What they have done, they have bribed every media house in the world, has gotten nothing less than $50 million. Suppress the news with the help of Britain so they can come and kill us. So you don't know that? That's what they want to do. They want to reduce world population. And the more black people dies in Africa, the better for them. Don't you understand? Are you people that stupid? You cannot reason. Look at Fulani driving cattle, playing with your brains. You claim you went to school. All these idiots in the south that claim they went to school, they are learned. One idiot said, my wife is from Fulani. I am married from Fulani. I am Igbo. My girlfriend is from Yoruba. Because of that, you only want me to assist. He's a fool. Are you telling me that if you are a so-called Nigerian and you marry somebody from Rwanda, you must be in the same country with Rwanda? And it's a simple question. I don't know what is wrong with black in this OG. I don't know what is wrong with them. I know that sometimes animals can be foolish, but there is a foolishness in black people I cannot even begin to fathom. What am I trying to say? For Christ's sake, who created Nigeria? Is it a black man? I don't understand why people are talking about unity of something they did not create. Their grandfathers never created. Nobody made it. A drunken white woman and a lover gave you a name that is worse than Lucifer. And all of you are jumping up and down. You want somebody like Nnamdi Kanu to have regard for you. When you are less, when you behave like, when a baboon is better than you, you cannot reason. Black people, you cannot reason. Some of you think you are educated, you think you're smart, you think you're learned, you think you can reason very well, but you cannot. You can't reason very well. I asked this question before, let me ask it again. Black people, you brought your inferiority, this inferiority complex you feel, you brought it upon yourself. That your suffering is your fault, not the fault of anybody. Can somebody travel from Obomoso? Can you travel from Ife? Can you travel from Benin? Can you travel from Okigwe? Can you travel from Guzo? Can you travel from Nasarawa to Europe and go and create a country for them? A simple question. No idiot can answer it. A simple question. Can you go to Europe and create a country for them? A simple question. But a European man can travel all the way from Europe and come into my land and tell me that Thief Watcher is now Port Harcourt. And you idiots will be calling me Port Harcourt. Do you see how foolish you are? Do you see how foolish black people are? This Yogi, what is wrong with you people that you cannot reason? Fulani will come down with AK-47 in broad daylight, killing you in broad daylight. They turn around and say, oh, leave us to stay. But a few weeks ago, you told us these were foreigners. You people are crazy, honestly, in this UG. Black people. Shame, God forbid. I don't know how I met this place. I don't know how I met them. This UG, God forbid, Batman. In broad daylight, they want to change the narrative. They came to my house to kill me. Yesterday was my parents' memorial. As a result, my parents are dead. I lost 28 men. In my house, in my compound, everybody saw the video. They saw that army came to kill me in that same country, in that same zoo. They are peddling the false narrative that I jumped bail. And some people are even listening to them. A journalist, a Yoruba woman, is talking such rubbish. The world has gone crazy. There are no good people in the world anymore. I'm telling you this. I'm telling you, look at how Fulani is playing ping pong with our brain. You brought cattle into my farm. You raped my mother. You abducted my sister. You killed my father in a farm. And I'm telling you, you can no longer stay in that farm anymore. You are a terrorist and you're a murderer. And you turn around and tell me, is your everybody has right to be everywhere. Did I not warn you before? That is what they will say. They will bring Britain in. And I'm warning Yorubas today. They will come to your land. They will take your forest. Britain will step in and tell you, you are all Nigerians. And I'm telling you, that one Nigeria you were defending before is going to kill you. It will kill you. One Nigeria. They are building their settlement in your forest. Under one, because they are Nigerians, you cannot ask them to go. Britain will come and tell you, oh, but where do you want them to go? Where do you want them to go? That you are all Nigerians. Live in peace. Multi-ethnicity, multiculturalism, multi-rubbish. And then you are all gone and your land is finished. Anybody preaching one Nigeria is a demented animal. Anybody who says, oh, let us try and save the world, that person is a fool. I challenge them to a debate anytime, any day. I will demolish them. What did Soyinka say? Soyinka said, the war has come to us. I want to play it for you so you will understand what I'm saying. People don't actually reason or think properly. These are defenders of one Nigeria. It was Soyinka that helped to bring that idiot called Buhari into power in the first place. Although the baboon is dead. Soyinka was, when we were telling him, he was speaking grammar. English, and I want you both those with meaning and those without meaning. After all that grammar, what happened? I want to play for you what the man said. I want to play so you can listen and reason very well. Exactly what I said many years ago. They said he's a warmonger. He's wondering for war. What he's saying is not true. He did not see the war. If you had seen the war, because I did not see the war, I should die as a slave in the zoo. I want to play that the world may listen. These are the so-called intelligentsia intellectual. At the end of the day, behind all this grammar is emptiness. There is nothing in it. Absolutely nothing. That is devoid of common sense. When we were telling them, they said no. Now listen, please, very, very carefully. Listen.
So what do they expect of us now?
Who are us?
Rather, this war is on our doorstep. Of course they are.
What did he say? Soyinka, Wole Soyinka, a Nobel laureate, said, the war is on our doorstep. Who brought the war? How can they say in this OG? People in this, how do you do this? Who brought the war that Wole Soyinka is talking about? He was in his house. And, you know, he likes a bit of cucumber and carrot and cabbage for salad. You know, those of us that have boarded aircraft before, we like a bit of salad. You know, so in your back garden, you put carrots, salad, in your backyard. His carrot was clashing with the Fulani cattle. They came and they ate his carrot and his cabbage. And he speaks English. He is saying that they brought the war to my house. Who brought the war? I want to ask Yoruba people working for Facebook, those of you idiots and channels, I want to ask you, who brought the war to Soyinka's compound? Fulani headsman, Mietiala. And all of you are there dancing around the truth. You, when you see the truth, you keep massaging, romancing lies. What did Soyinka tell BBC?
So what do they expect of us now? Now that this war is on our doorstep. Of course, there has got to be civil mobilization. And if we keep waiting for this to be centrally handled, you know, we're all going to become, if we're not already, slaves in our land.
We are going to become what? Slaves in our own land, according to Soyinka. Was this not what I was saying since God knows when, 2012, 2013? He's a warmonger. Don't get in the can, he's a warmonger. He's a terrorist. They ban him. Do this to the same people. The same intellectuals. Because the intellectuals are those from the East. Have you heard him? Have you heard him? He never saw these things coming until Fulani Mietiala cattle started to eat his cabbage and his lettuce. When he got up in the morning, he could no longer make salad. There was no carrots, nothing. He started complaining. They have brought the war to me. The same thing we were saying, and they said, castigate, hang them, kill them, shoot them at sight. This is what I call the idiocy of a one Nigerianist. I have never seen anybody championing or defending the cause of one Nigeria that is correct mentally. For you to come out to defend one Nigeria, it means your brain is not okay. Your brain is not correct. Your brain is not correct. Let us listen to him a bit more, please, so you can hear and understand what he's saying.
So what do they expect of us now? Now that this war is on our doorstep. Of course, there has got to be civil mobilization. And if we keep waiting for this to be centrally handled, you know, we're all going to become, if we're not already, slaves in our own land. That, for me, is personally intolerable. It's not an acceptable condition. And whatever it takes, I stand ready to contribute in any way. And I've made my government understand this, you know, that we are here not just to live, but to live in dignity. Right now, our dignity is being rubbished. My forest has been taken over. It's been shrinking. My normal hunting grounds, yes, has been shrinking. My family tells me that if I go in depth again, they will have me institutionalized.
What would you be expecting from the president?
Are you listening to Wole Soyinka? At least white people listen to him. He's a Nobel laureate. They listen to him. He is saying, if we are not already slaves in our land, What did I tell you people many years ago? What did I tell you only last month? You will become slaves in your own land. As you're busy looking at one Nigeria, busy considering 2023, your land is going. Your land is going. You're following Tinubu, your land is going. Chai, Shineke Naman and this UG, but a black people. May Elohim have mercy upon you people. I'm telling you. That you, now you understand why they were telling lies against IPOB, Nnamdi Kanu, Biafra, Igbo. Have you not seen the reason? Because the Fulani is very clever. They know only these people can fight them. Only the East can fight them. Only the East can, I'm telling you, be honest with you. Only us can fight is the truth. It doesn't matter how jealous you get, that is your business. Only the East can stop the Janjaweed. They went to the middle belt, they convinced them before the war in 1967. Igbo man is your problem. Hey, Igbo man is your problem. Oh, can't you see what they're doing? Today, middle belt is gone. They are slaves. When a respected Yoruba academic in his father's compound is telling you that my own forest has been taken over by Fulani, tell me why a Yoruba person will be working for Facebook or Channels TV or Punch and suppressing the truth. Just explain that to me. I want to understand. Does it mean that they want to kill themselves? They want to self-destruct? They want Fulani to take them over? Is that what it seems to me that it seems to be this death wish inside some of them? That Fulani should come and take them over. Is that what you want? Is that what you want? I'm asking you. That is why everybody must support IPOB in what we are doing and support ESN. I'm telling you the truth. Very, very sad indeed. Extremely sad indeed. I do not know for the life of me. I have no idea for the life of me why things are the way they are. But believe you me, we are going to get to the bottom of it. Fulani can try as much as possible to distort this very reality of the aggression. If you know that girl called Khadira Ahmed, if you know Garba Shehu, if you know any of the Janjaweed governors from the north, go and tell them that in times gone by, they could have succeeded in using BBC to deceive the world. They can no longer deceive the world. The BBC can no longer deceive the world on behalf of Fulani terrorists. This very narrative they are trying to peddle, this false narrative they are peddling, that they are the victims, must be quashed by everybody. Quashed. Because they are lying. They are lying. There is nothing like, I tweeted it, there is nothing like a Heather Farmer crisis. No. How can you have a, okay, Wole Soyinka was in his house, and you drove cattle all the way from Katsina into his house, and you're telling me there's a Heather Farmer clash. Who are the people looking for trouble? Is it not those that brought cattle into his farm? Black people, black. Hey, God. No wonder there is no running water, no light. No good schools, no hospitals. How can people that reason this way expect to experience what good life is all about? How is that possible? You say there is a farmer header clash. Where was the farmer? In his or her farm in the south. Where is this? All the way from Niger Republic, from Chad, from Mali, with cattle and AK-47. How can you say there is a clash? Why can't the media in Nigeria say that Fulani Miyetiala, that they are the aggressors? Because unless there is a saying where we come from, I don't want Bright to interpret for me. Can anybody interpret for me? Can you call your mother? Let me see if you can interpret this for me, please. If you preside over two people fighting or contesting for something, if you don't arrive at a decision where one person is responsible for the aggression, that means you're a deceiver and you're a liar. Because before they came before you, there was something. They are fighting. Two people are fighting. And how can you say that two people are fighting and both of them are the aggressor? Somebody must have started the fight. In the case of the zoo called Nigeria, the Fulanis are the people that started this very fight. Let us stop being very timid. Let's stop shrinking. Like a violet, we must come out and speak the truth. And that's what I'm doing today. To the hearing of the whole world. Fulani people are the aggressors. They brought death and mayhem. They gave AK-47 to murderers and to killers, to rape at will. Fulani people are the problem. They are in the army. They are raping Biafran women in the army. Fulani people are the problem. They are in the police in Owerri. They are the ones who are destroying our people in Owerri. Fulani people are the problem, and they will continue to be the problem. Where is your mother? I want you to interpret something for me. The world is listening. In English, I will say it in Igbo, you put it in English.
Any judgment without any verdict, that means it's false. Without declaring anybody guilty, that means it's false. It's a false judgment.
It's a false judgment.
And it's not true.
It is not true. Any time you adjudicate or you preside over two people fighting, somebody must have started that fight. Is that correct? Whoever started that fight should be blamed for it and not the victim. You cannot come to a fight and say, oh, as they're doing that in this, oh, they are fighting now. Let's resolve it. Who is the architect? Who is the instigator of the fight in the first place? Fulani Mietiala. They are the ones causing trouble. They are the ones carrying AK-47. They are the ones in the police. They are in the army. Every security apparatus, they control it. Everybody from top to bottom. There is no Fulani standing trial anywhere. They said, was it yesterday or 2 days ago? Bring out all the Fulani who are standing trial. No, not one person. They cannot produce one. Not one single soul. Thank you very much. Thank you. Not one single soul. Not one single soul were they able to produce. That is why, as I was warning all of you, when the late Buhari was appointing his brothers, his cousins, none of you people forgot federal character. All of a sudden, the same federal character that some people used to undermine Jonathan, the same federal character, all of a sudden, all of you kept quiet. That was when it dawned on me that you Nigerians, you are cowards. You only fight people who cannot subdue or subjugate you. We are the only ones that faced the monster, Fulani Janjaweedism. Only IPOB did in the whole zoo. Only IPOB did. No other entity. Only IPOB and the grace of God Almighty in heaven. And we said no to Fulani Janjaweedism. And we are still saying no to it. And we are saying no even to the damnable Zoological Republic. If you are in Nigeria, your land will be gone. If you remain a Nigerian, Fulani will take your village. Fulani will take your forest. They will take it. If you don't know, let me remind you. Let me remind you. That is something that you must know. That is why they don't like. That is why Facebook doesn't. You're about people working for Facebook. That's why they don't like us. Can I not say the truth? I must say the truth. It has to be spoken. It has to be spoken. It has to be spoken. They want to take our land. They think they're smart. Number cannot jump to bed. But you were the ones that sent soldiers to kill me. You went to court and you testified that you were chasing a truck laden with explosives into my compound. That was what you said. The same people who now come out on channels. He's the worst criminal ever. He helped him and he fled. Do you see how Fulani is trying to twist the truth? And all of you, anyway, you're in this OG. They twist it and then you fall for it. You fall for it. All of you were there. The people that went to, journalists that went to school, they write proscribed. You ask Nigeria, why did you proscribe IPOB? Because they are fighting for independence. Have you heard anything more ridiculous than that? How about those with AK-47, those who are killing? Oh no, leave them. IPOB's crime is greater than theirs. And I want to let you people understand what the consequences are when you see the truth and you keep quiet. When you support evil for either economic or political expediency because you want to make money for your family, all of you will die. I told you people, if you do not give us Biafra, Somalia will be a paradise. So compared to the zoo, go to Katsina today and ask them what is happening there. Somalia is already better than some parts of the Sharia North. You people, you don't know what is coming. And I now believe that Elohim that I worship, God has made people deaf and dumb. Your average Nigerian is an embodiment of stupidity. Everybody, if you refer to yourself as a Nigerian, you are a natural idiot. You have no brain. And God is going to deal with all of you. Before your eyes. Oh, there is rape in my farm. Bandits on the road. Going to Lagos, Benin, Ore. They have blocked it. They have killed also Abuja to Kaduna. It's only the beginning. Ask yourself, why are all these things happening? They are happening because you are in one Nigeria. Any day Nigeria is divided, all this nonsense will stop. Biafra will be on their own, Oduduwa will be on their own, the Far North, the Janja, the terrorist North will be on their own. The Middle Belt will be on their own if they want. You can see how Fulani suppressed them. You can see how Fulani dealt with them in the Middle Belt. They cannot speak. They cannot talk. Only if they are supporting Arewa Consultative Forum. That is the type of country you want me to be part and parcel of. Somebody wrote very brilliantly. Adedamola Adetayo. Let me tell you what he wrote. Remember this, the Aruga. You have forgotten Aruga. Remember their waterways bill. They want to take over our rivers and our streams. They want to take over our lakes. They want to take over every water reserve, be it natural or man-made. They want to take our land. What they did to Hausa people, because some of you are dumb, you are daft, you are idiotic. Of course you are black. Well, what do I expect? This UG. Then what Mieti Allah said, this is our condition for peace. If not, one or two people that I read, challenged. Everybody kept quiet. Can you imagine somebody coming and saying, you have to give me land in your state. You must give me land. If you don't give me land, there'll be no peace. And the same people are coming out and saying that Fulanis are being victimized. I don't know where these people are. Maybe one day I'll keep preaching. You know, if you keep looking into the pit, a very deep pit, you may fall into it. I should stop interrogating the stupidity of a black man, because I don't want to be as stupid as some of them are. This is your GD belief. Black people are useless. I'm being honest with you. They are useless. Some may say, oh, he's eccentric. I'm telling you the truth. It's a fact. If you don't agree today, tomorrow you will agree. Forget all the grammar. Forget all the PhD, CCD, FFD, all that rubbish. A black person is an embodiment of idiocy. Stupidity personified. How can you be there before your two Korokoro eyes? You will see them. They said they want Ruga. It has failed. They lobbied and they are saying, if you want us Fulani to stop killing people, if you want us to stop raping your mothers and abducting your sisters, you must give us land in every state. Try. And you still believe in one Nigeria. I have never seen this type of idiotic mentality before, honestly speaking. Adetayo wrote, the Ruga on paper is telling us that the government will take our land in all the 36 states of Nigeria. The lands will be dedicated. That's why they want ranching. You know you do ranching, man. From there, as Wole Soyinka said, people must reason and think. Soyinka said, they came into my farm, and every day now, my forest is shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. That is what they will do with their Ruga. They put Ruga in your state. With one cattle, it turns to two cattle, to three, to four. By the time you know it, you have a Sariki. Sariki Gida Oka, if you don't have one already. Or maybe Sariki Gida Owe. By the time you know it, you have an emir. They'll tell you, no, it's only for Islamic community. It's only for the Muslim community. Before you know it, the Eze of Owere will be killed. And Britain will step in and tell, oh, you're one Nigeria. After all, you have Igbos in Kano, in Kaduna, doing business. Why don't you allow them? He's one Nigeria. And then we'll be gone. And when we die and we face judgment before the throne of God, God will ask us, what did you do when all these things are happening? You will tell them that I'm a Nigerian. I believed in one Nigeria. And God will ask you, did you create the Nigeria that you believe in? You will say, no. Who created Nigeria for you? A fellow mortal. His name is Frederick Lugard and the girlfriend, Flora Shaw. God will call Satan direct there and then to come and take you. No angel will escort you to hell. God will even give Lucifer permission to come and take you from where you are and go and roast you in hell. Because that's how foolish you are. That's how foolish you are. I don't like pampering idiots. The government of the zoo, they want to give everything to cattle farmers. All your so-called politicians, none of them is saying anything. How can somebody come and say, we want land by force in your state, and all of you are quiet? Because they know you cannot revolt. They know you cannot fight. They know that when push comes to shove, you all run away. They know that it is only IPOB and ESN that I'm saying it without apology to any monkey. They know it's only IPOB and ESN that can fight. So their job is to stop you from aligning with IPOB and ESN. That is their job. Once they do it, they have succeeded. That's all they want to do. Therefore, they use all this compromise, the danger with the TV and newspapers. And they'll be writing rubbish every day. And they'll keep writing this junk. And they will convince you eventually. Because of the effect of fluoride in toothpaste. That some of you are taking every blessed day. That you don't know the meaning of it. But one day I'll lecture you on it. If I have not done so in the past. The majority of occupants of Ruga that will be established in your state will be Fulani. And when you ask them, but don't you have Southerners in Maiduguri? The Southerners in Maiduguri, the properties they acquired, was it with the help of the government? You see what they are doing in broad daylight. They are doing it now. You know, that was why I said, I have said this many times in secret, and I will also say it in public. We need unity in the South to defeat these people from the North. If we allow our parochial dispositions, if we allow our narrow-minded thinking, if we allow greed, envy, and jealousy to overwhelm us, if we allow the state of perpetual envy to eat us up, Fulani will take our land. Fulani will take our land. Have you seen what is happening to us? That was why today, earlier this morning, I had to congratulate our media for the great work they've been doing, all of them. For the work they have been doing. If not for them, what do you think? Do you see a white man wants your population to be reduced? Do you think he's going to care who kills you in Africa? Is that what you think? There is war going on in Ethiopia. Do you think they give a damn? The more you kill yourselves, the better. They brought HIV to kill you. Maybe that one is not working very well. They have tried everything they can to murder all of you. And you are helping them to kill yourselves. They said good riddance to bad rubbish. In fact, if you all can kill yourselves, all the 200 million of you, the better for them. They want to establish Ruga only for Fulani people. Why are they doing this? Because you are answering one Nigeria. The more you answer one Nigeria, the more your space, your land will continue to diminish. The more, now they're in a hurry. Because they know that if they succeed, I'm sure the zoo wouldn't, if they succeed to 2023, they know that power will change hands. It will come to the South. Once it comes, I don't care who it is. Once it comes to the South, they know their game plan is over. Why do you think that Garba Shehu and the so-called presidency, why do you think the Fulani oligarchy, the caliphate, they hate IPOB so much? And they hate Nnamdi Kanu with a passion. Why do you think they hate me so much? Why? I'm asking you. Is because they know we are the obstacle. IPOB is the obstacle. IPOB, Radio Biafra, that was why they tried to shut down Radio Biafra. Had they succeeded then, all these things people are saying, this is, oh, but what you're saying is true, oh, it's true. Will you be saying it? Will you be saying it? That tells you all you need to know. That is why we are unstoppable. That is why Chukwuka Abiam keep opening doors for us, avenues for us to keep propagating this very gospel of heaven. That is why we will succeed, or we have succeeded where others have failed. Is any governor giving us money? Is any politician bankrolling? Is there any billionaire behind us? The answer is no. It's the grace of God Almighty in heaven. And now everything that IPOB said, everything they've been agitating for, is now a reality in the lives of the doubting Thomases. It doesn't matter how much grammar you speak. It doesn't matter how well you think you're prepared. The Fulanis, they have the money. They have the best consultants around the world. They also have media. They control the media all over the world. You cannot do anything. They have the might of British diplomacy behind them. Behind them. If you don't know, let me tell you. So you are doomed. If you are from the south or from the middle belt shouting, one Nigeria, you are doomed. It's only a matter of time. And as you're drowning, as you're dying, as you're being raped to death, as you're being slaughtered on the highway, as your land is being taken from you, you remember one thing. You'll be saying to yourself, but this is what I've been hearing on Radio Biafra. IPOB has been saying this for a very long time. And here I am now dying like a wretched animal because I did not listen. Do you think the Fulani will stop? Do you think they are ever going to stop from taking over your lives? They will never stop. If you want example, look at the Hausa people. Look at all the ethnic nationalities in the core north. Look at their lives today. If you don't learn from them, you're even more foolish than I thought. Fulani headsmen, Fulani terrorists, Miyet Yala. Somebody said it's either that the Fulanis are very, very smart, or they have foreigners thinking for them. Of course, Britain is thinking for them. It's Britain that's thinking for them. You will see, BBC shouldn't be in Nigeria. Just people, hey! They are worse than Lucifer. BBC, they shouldn't be in the zoo. BBC has never come out before to say that the Fulani committed one atrocity or the other. Even when they were ravaging Jos, Plateau State, BBC never reported it. When they entered inside Benue and Miyet Yala openly said that Benue State is a spoil of war, BBC never reported it. When the late Buhari said that Boko Haram, any attack against Boko Haram is an attack against the North, BBC did not carry it. They never will. It is the wish of BBC and some segments of the British establishment that the Fulanis take over your lives because they can control the Fulanis. That the Janjaweed, they know nothing. All they want is, remember what Lugard said about them. They just want a free life to buy houses in Dubai, buy houses all over the world, but not to develop their own land. They don't have it in them. That is why they only allow their own children to go to school. Other people's children cannot go to school because they want to control them. That is why Britain wants Fulani to be at the head. Because Fulani is easy to go. You know, others are moving on, developing new technologies and going to space, going to Mars. All Britain wants to do is to recreate the empire. Empire, empire all the time. They want somebody to control. It's in their nature. There must be some idiots in Africa for us so they can feel big. They have lost out to USA, to China, to Germany, to France, to all their, to Japan, to South Korea, all advanced economies. So the only thing they have left is a few idiots in Africa, a few monkeys in Africa that they can control. So that makes them feel big, that they too are world players. So you don't know that? You don't know that is why they want Fulani to take over? So do you think Fulani, they're going to stop? In the history of the zoo before, not even under Murtala Mohammed, not even under Sani Abacha, did you have this level of lopsidedness in the appointment of kitchen cabinet and service chiefs? Never before, never before. And they're doing it koro-koro before everybody. After all, they have channels TV. In the morning, channels will come out and tell you, oh, but it's democracy. You will pick the left of the Fulani. They tell you the best candidates. Just, can you imagine? People who don't go to school. People who graduate because their quota system says you must graduate them. Not that they're intelligent. That everyone's telling you that the best people qualified for the job are the ones doing it. This zoo is a mess. Complete and utter mess. We have been certain Fulani terrorists, not law-abiding citizens. I am making it very clear because the Fulani and the BBC, they have a way of twisting things. They charge in it, these people are all terrible human beings. They have a way of twisting the narrative. We are driving away people occupying our forests illegally. We are not going to complain to anybody again because we've been complaining for years. Nobody says anything. That was when it dawned on me that they want us all dead. They want us to die. If we die, then we would have served the small purpose for which some of these eugenics exist for, which is to reduce Africa's population. They killed 5 million Biafrans. There was not one single board of inquiry anywhere in the world. Not one! That told me a lot of things. We are on our own. I pray and I say to Chukwuka Abiam, if you don't want to save your children, you are God. Do with us as you wish. But we cannot be slaves. We can never be slaves to anybody. Impossible! Impossible! We can never be. We will continue to remove the Janjaweed from our forests. That nonsense happening in Yoruba land cannot happen in our land. It can never ever happen. It can't happen. It can never happen. We are going to show them something they have never ever seen before. People must, I think it was Eluchukwu. He's a very, very brilliant, very, very bright young man, Eluchukwu Ohagi. He writes very brilliantly. His articles are one of those that I read. Every time he writes, I try to read him. Very, very brilliant. I know as I'm mentioning his name, one or two governors may go and start looking for him as they did to those before him. They might give him one smartphone, one laptop, 50,000 naira every month to turn against his people. Anything is possible because, you know, we are black people. A black person doesn't have a mind. But I know he's very strong, and he will remain very, very strong. That I know for sure. He wrote a very brilliant piece. Very, very brilliant. Very, very brilliant piece. He asked a simple question. Why are headsmen confrontational in Yoruba land and not in the East? Why are they this bold? I was asking myself, what is giving Fulani the courage to be dragging Yoruba land with Yoruba people? What is giving them that courage? And he answered this question very, very... This guy is brilliant. He said the Fulani oligarchy wants to deal with the Yorubas first. And they want to use the Janjaweed to deal with Yoruba people first. Having conquered the Yoruba, because they went behind our back to try to lobby the Yoruba to join them to attack the East. Yoruba said no. That's why they said, okay, since you said no, we will use a loren that we took from you as a launching pad, we will take over your land and your forest. After that, because very soon now, Britain will mediate. Britain will go, you see the British High Commissioner, she'll go and see Tinubu, she will see the Alakin of Oyo, the Oni of Ife. They say, we are one Nigerians, leave it. Then they will launch the attack against us from their forest. The attack is going to come in twofold. The Nigerian army will come. They will give their army uniforms to terrorists to also attack us at the same time. And we're waiting for them. That's what's going to happen. Write it down on a piece of paper because they are Fulani. They don't reason very well. They must come. Fulani will come. It is given. They are going to come. I don't think I hear him. Then we tell them that 67 to 70 is not this year. Everybody should be prepared to die. I'm telling you. Because they are coming. They are the ones instigating war. They are the ones raping our mothers. Answer this question. How do you want me to respond in a world whereby somebody can go and get a luxurious bus, park it somewhere near Owerri, and be arresting our women? Children, in broad daylight, take them with army uniform, take them into the bus, and drive them to Abuja to become, what do they call them? There's an English word for it. When you keep women in a some sort of harem. Sorry? Not even hostage is even better. They park their buses in Owerri as they did in Obi Igbo. They harvest our women, very pretty girls. They take them to Abuja. So every night, one army officer or a junior recruit. If you do very well, if you do what the government wants you to do, they're going to give you one Igbo girl to sleep with for free. After sleeping with her, DSS will take her back to their dungeon to go and stay there. And now I'm asking people, in such a world, how do you want me to react? Is it by writing letter to EU, a writing letter to UN? Tell me what is going to happen. Our daughters are being taken in broad daylight to the north as rape. There's something they call them. To be raped at will. Can you imagine the type of diseases these women will have? And as I'm speaking to you right now, do you have the name for it? This sex trafficking is good now. At least you go to Italy and make some money. Sex trafficking is good. This one is for free. And not only for free, you're risking your lives. They are, as I'm speaking to you right now, there are 52 women, 5'2", Igbo girls in DSS custody. They were moved from army barracks. They are there to make sure that Janjaweed soldiers are serviced very well. And you have Ohanaeze, you have governors, you have one idiot. Maybe next week, one demented soul will write a column for this day newspaper talking rubbish about one Nigeria. Your daughters have been in broad daylight. In broad daylight. Fulani are coming in, and some idiots are telling me, oh, we want to reposition the Igbo to be at the where they were before, whereas Janjaweed is in your village. Your land is gone. He has to sort of again, like a demented fool. I'm asking you, are you saying that what I want to ask the BBC and some Yoruba journalists, including those working for Facebook, is this? In a situation whereby the Fulani can come to my land, park a luxurious bus, and begin to take our women and park in those buses and drive them to Abuja, drive them to Lafia to be servicing Fulani soldiers. How do you expect me to behave or to react? They can't answer it. And that is why it is the duplicity, complicity, and the idiocy of the people. That is why the Fulanis are on the march. And they will take everybody. They will take every piece of land. As long as you believe in one Nigeria, you are putting yourself at risk of being a victim of Fulani conquest. Anyway, they know that black people, they love money. And they are very, very foolish. That is why. As this young man said, the good news is that this plan will fail. We are praying. We know the Yorubas very well. They will rise up very soon. Fulani will not defeat them in their own land. Not again. And we know that eventually that the OPC will take the fight to them, rather than the way that Amotekun has been responding all this while. What the Fulanis are doing in Nigeria with the help of the British is a very dangerous game. They will lose everything. And by the time this very war is over, Fulani will be ejected from Hausa lands. And I blame Hausa people for what is happening today. Hausa people, your fathers were humiliated, your kings were dethroned and killed. You started to give birth to children who became subservient to the Fulani. For those who do not know Hausa history, I want to tell you something today that you may find very difficult to believe. At a time in Africa's history, the Hausa race were the most technologically advanced in terms of warfare in all of Africa. Do you know that Hausa people manufactured a musket, a type of gun, before, when Britain was still fighting with bows and arrows and swords? Are you aware of that? Hausa people that you're looking at. Look at where they are today. At the height of the glory of the Hausa Empire, nobody ever believed that a bunch of cattle rearers in the Nachinama can take them over. They were in their palaces, the habit kings of Hausa land. Very powerful. They saw people moving cattle about. Othman Dafoe, they came and said, but can I teach you, I'm an Islamic scholar, can I teach your child how to read Quran? The king of Gobert said yes, and also the king of Katsina. They were Hausa kings.
Othman Dafodio came. His joy, he was a teacher. They asked him, but where do you come from? He said, I'm from Senegal. They said, okay, you know how... He said, there are no Quran. I want to teach your children Quran. Do you know what he was teaching the children of the kings, the princes of Hausaland, how to hate their fathers? Exactly what they're doing today, what they did to Ohanaeze, once they come into your land, the first thing the Fulani will teach you is how to hate your people. First! They won't tell you, oh, come and work for us. No, they won't do that. They will groom you on how to hate yourself. Once you hate your people, they have gotten into you. That was what they did to the Hausa people. So the Hausa princes now started to see their fathers as infidels. Do you know it was the Hausa people that helped the Fulani to overthrow their own kings? And in place of Hausa kings, you now have Fulani emirs. And who are the people suffering today? Hausa peasants. They are the ones doing Babi Yala. They are the ones doing Alamajri. Do you understand what I'm saying? I want people to learn from the mistakes of the Hausa people. At a time in history, the kingdoms of Hausa land were the most powerful in the whole of Africa. Most powerful. When the Fulani brought their cattle, when they pretended that they were servants to Hausa people, they came as servants to them. Can you allow us to serve you? And the Hausa kings made the mistake of allowing them to come to serve them, and that was the end of the Hausa race still today. As somebody said, if not for the work that IPOB has been doing, what they want to do is to say, oh, we have a Fulani Yoruba. No, oh, Yoruba Fulani. Hausa Fulani. Gwari Fulani. Igbo Fulani. Efik Fulani. That's it. And by the time you wake up, your land is gone. You are gone. If you talk, they will tell you, after all, it's one Nigeria. Are you not working somewhere in Dogonyaro? So why don't you want a Fulani man in your village? And your history will be gone like the history of the Hausa people. Today, when you want to tell the history of the Hausa people, you end up narrating the history of the Fulani race. Very clever people, isn't it? Very clever. You know, they have mixed blood with the Moors. You know, the Arab slave raiders that used to come into West Africa. And the Fulanis used to give their daughters to them, to impregnate for them, so their skin can be light. Do you know that? And that's how you have them as light skin. They are the more children of the Moors. These are people, it's a mongrel race that Arabs impregnated their women during the slave raid. Don't you know that? They offered themselves to serve the Arabs when they were actually slave catchers for the Arabs. After a while, they started giving their women to the Arabs. They started to have light-skinned kids, and with that, they now marched all over the place with their cattle. That was how they overwhelmed the Hausa people. The Kanuris were the only people that said, no, we don't want this. And that's why they're still fighting. Boko Haram is there fighting till tomorrow morning to conquer the Kanuri people. But unfortunately, I think the governor of Borno State is either Shua Arab or he's a Fulani, not somebody from Kainan Borno. These are great empires we had. Fulani came in and dislodged all of you with the same trick, the same game plan they are deploying today in the South. But because some of you do not know history, you don't know what awaits you. Keep shouting one Nigeria, one Nigeria, one Nigeria. The more you shout one Nigeria, the more your land will be gone. The more your land is going. Don't say, I did not warn you. You ask them to restructure, they will say no. Move the government to regional government, they will say no. Because they know that once you grant any autonomy to the East, we will make everybody look bad. They know it very well. They know that we are blessed by God. I say it in the open. That is the reason why Britain is against us. That is why most of them are ganging up against Biafra. They know once Biafra is free, Africa will be free. The black race will be free. They know it very well. At least black people will have one good reference point in their lives. That is why they do not want Biafra. Britain is using Fulani to do that very job. The job of Fulani, Britain is riding behind the back of Fulani to try to stifle the emergence of Biafra. because they know once we have, as the Bulgarian government told Chief Justice Speaker Wokede late during the war, Ojukwu sent him to Bulgaria. I've said this story many times, live on air. They asked Speaker Wokede, you want us to help you get Biafra? Speaker Wokede said it to Bulgarian government. Speaker Wokede said yes. You know what the man said to him? The world is contending with one Japan. We don't want two Japans in the world. You know what that means. So the reason why people do not want Biafra to come, the reason why the Fulani do not want restructuring back to regions, the reason why there is always this gang up and envy in this, because they know that once we are free, they know that any day you say you see these people in the east, they are free. They know everybody will start looking for a visa to come to Biafra land. They know it. They know we are hardworking. They know we are blessed. They know we are talented. They know we have everything it takes to create a dynamic, vibrant, advanced economy in the black world. That is what they don't want. That is what there is this global conspiracy against us. But Elohim said to me, you must march on. As my mother will sing that song to me. Atule kurege kamuna njine. Elele anya buruburu nojo nihi na mungu mbuchi neke. Akamabagume. We don't care. We don't give a damn how many enemies we have. And I say with authority. Because God Almighty said we should march. We should do what we are doing and we'll do it. That at the end of the day, man cannot take the glory. We'll give the glory to God. We'll go back to worshiping him the way that he intended from the beginning. That is why we are suffering to get Biafra, if you do not know. Some of you don't understand. Reform police, no. Stop decentralized Supreme Court, no. Everything, remove quota system, no. Everything Fulani believes in is what will drag you backwards. Do you have hospitals? Do you have good roads? What is working in this? You don't even have light. So when you say you want to be part of Nigeria, for what? Why? If you don't have competition in life, you cannot advance. The reason why the world, I think the other day, Dubai, UAE, went to Mars, was the same, is as a consequence of the space race and competition between USSR and the United States of America. Let's see who will go to the space. That was how all of you, some of you don't even know how you got mobile phones in the first place. These are spin-offs of the technology, born out of competition, putting satellites in space. For war, they now realize you can use the phone to call somebody in another country. You don't know that? If you don't have competition in the zoo called Nigeria, how can you develop? The only time in life for the 3 years that the zoo recorded some meaningful growth in terms of human development was when they were in their regions. Tafawa Balewa and Ahmadu Bello were doing their best for the north. Chief Awolowo was doing his best for the West. Opara was doing his best for the East. The economies were growing. There was inward investment from everywhere. Leventis, PZ, manufacturing, everywhere. Until they centralized everything. There is no more. Instead of competition, you bring in quota. A Janjaweed schoolboy is not educated enough to do it. You say, no, he has to go. Head of customs, head of immigration, head of police, head of army, head of navy, head of air force. And all of you are there just watching. As if Nigeria doesn't belong to all of you. In case, assuming you are claiming all of you are Nigerians. Is that not the case? What do you think has changed all this while? Nothing has changed. The only thing is that this grand conspiracy not to allow Biafra. I say to white people, you are afraid of me. If you are not afraid of Biafra, give me Biafra. You see what you can. You see what you can do. You see what we can do. Give me Biafra, and you see what we can do. Why are you people afraid of Biafra? Why? Because you know what I can do. If you claim we are nothing, we cannot do anything, allow us to go. Take the oil and gas, allow us to go. That is why I am in America. Every black person in America must support IPOB and Biafra agitation. Everybody, if you're from Benin Republic, you're from Togo, you're from Ghana, you're from anywhere in the world and you're black, all of you must support. Ask yourself, why is it that Britain doesn't want Biafra to come? Ask yourself that question. Is it because they love you? Have they loved you? Is it because they love you? Do you think that they are stopping Biafra from coming because they love you? No! Because they know that Biafra will liberate you, even including Fulani Janjaweed. They understand it very well. But we are not relenting. Are we relenting? The answer is no. The devil can do all it likes. In the end, Biafra will come. Nigeria belongs to Fulani people. It is a pity that some useless politicians and academics and religious leaders in the South cannot say it. And I say this to you, all of you listening this very morning, afternoon, or night, because the time here now in Houston is 26 minutes past 1 p.m. in the afternoon. I think it is 26 minutes past 8 p.m. in the blessed land of Biafra, I presume. Very soon I'll give you a line and our lines will open. Do you have the phone for me ready?
Yep.
Are they calling already?
Yeah.
Of course they will call. Biafrans all over the world. In that same zoo, today, was it yesterday, the Miet Yala, the people responsible for the carnage and the mayhem in the zoo, is saying, allow everybody to bear arms. Because they know they control the army, they control the navy, they control the air force, they know that all the depots, all the armaments are in the north. But I know that some of you are scared. You don't have to be. They say, allow us to bear arms so we can kill everybody, because now the Fulani people are ready. They have brought it forward. They wanted to do this thing. This thing they are planning to do now, they wanted to do it in 2022. That was when they planned with Britain to do it, to handle it very well. Because have you ever wondered the reason why, when it comes to Bitcoin, I think CNN covered Bitcoin story, but they can never cover what the Fulanis are doing. Has anyone actually asked themselves that question? Why is it with all these killings and mayhem, no major network in the world is reporting it? They've collected their cash, everything in their pocket. Bill Gates said to them, allow them to kill themselves, man. That's how we reduce their population. They're even encouraging it. Allow everyone to bear arms in the zoo, Miet Yala tells Nigerian government. And it is news. If I were the one to say this now, all hell will break loose. It is Fulani. But we are going to defeat them. They created it, write it on a piece of paper. It is very hard, and as I told you, how many years ago did I tell you they will kill us, we will kill them, in the end we will win? Is it not coming down to that? Then it's going to be war. We'll fight a war. Everybody knows. Britain, that is instigating Fulani, they know that very well. Everybody knows that Fulani is prepared for war. It's the only people from the south that are not prepared, and that is why we are suffering. And with that, we are going to open our lines now to see if we can take some calls. I don't think there are any major announcements that I need to make. I don't think so. It's just that we need help, and we need help and support all the time. Who doesn't need one? We need help and we need support all the time. Our lines are now open. Can I also have what is the number again for the line? It is now open. We can take some calls. We are going to take some. We want to make it as interactive as possible. What is the number? The number to call is 347. I think it's showing. If you go to my Twitter handle, are people watching? Are people watching on Twitter, on my Twitter handle as well? You see the number to call is 346-399-0188. I repeat, 34. It's showing. If you're watching on Facebook, on my profile, it's everywhere. It is showing everywhere, isn't it? It is showing everywhere, please. So people can listen. People can listen from everywhere. This is very, very novel, you know, seeing this thing happening on Twitter, isn't it? We are broadcasting live on Twitter. We're also on YouTube, isn't it?
Yes.
And we are on Facebook on my profile, and we are also, that's amazing. Very, very amazing. That is very good. And we are also on FM and all other platforms as well. Absolutely amazing. The line is there for you to call. I know that it's going to be jammed, isn't it?
No, it's calling back only.
Only Americans to call, please. Allow those in America to call. Only Americans to call for now, because we want to make them understand. Most of them are here. Now eating hamburger. Now, soda. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you loud and clear.
Thank you very much. Your name, please, and where you're calling from?
My name is Susan Mountain. I'm calling from the United States of America.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Please proceed. We are listening.
I want to welcome you to the United States of America, Nnamdi Kanu. And I find it pretty funny how the Nigerian government will let bandits, I like the word bandits that they use when they're really terrorists, have an open forum with no police brutality, sitting out in the open after they've slaughtered people and taken people and raped people, and they can be free to sit there and talk about whatever they want. And then you've got people protesting for freedom from the terrorists, and they're beaten up, arrested, and everything. If that ain't a big blinking sign in a dark black night that they support terrorists, I don't know what else is.
You are absolutely right. Absolutely right. And I thank you very much for calling. And my secretary is going to give you a call very, very shortly to see what you can do. Because what we want to do, if you don't mind me asking, are you white or are you black?
I'm white, but I'm human.
Thank you very much. I love that. I love that very, very much. My secretary will give you a call in a minute. And I thank you very much for your call, because you have a lot to do. You have been doing a lot, if I'm not mistaken, and you have a lot to do. I think I saw one of her videos, isn't she?
She's on Twitter all the time.
You're always on Twitter, and she's done a few videos, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
May God bless you immensely. May God bless you immensely.
I hope the Nigerian government's listening to me, too.
Of course they're listening. The whole world listens. Even the British government, they're also listening. Those that held this very beautiful country down for very many years, until Washington said enough is enough. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very, very much. That is amazing. You know, do you have her number?
I do. What now?
You have it now?
I'm not calling.
Have you taken her number down? Please, can you try and take it down, please? There are a lot of calls coming in. A lot of calls are coming in. The other day was a white man. Today is a white woman. Very good. Do you have a number?
No.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Do you have it? Because our lines are now opened and you are allowed to call. People are now free to call us. They are free to call us. And we want you, from wherever you are, to please place your call. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello. Good afternoon, Mazin Namdekalo. I am so happy to speak with you. I really want to say thank you for what you're doing to the Easterners, for Biafrans. My name is Adobe Okoraji. I'm calling from New York. So, thank you so much, because if we keep looking at what our moronic and demonic governors are doing, the Fulani Janjaweed, they will take our land from us, and we will not have any place to call home. So I want to use this opportunity to talk to people here in America, because I meet most Biafrans, and it's so funny the way they will be like, oh, you know, they just kind of make mockery of me and like, oh, you are one of the IPOBs. But if we keep doing this, if we, the Easterners, keep doing this, they will take away our land. We will remain here in America. We want to go home. We actually want to go home. So thank you so much. And I want to tell people out there, if there is any amount you can contribute, especially for the ESN, just contribute, pay your dues, join IPOP, do whatever you can do so we get this, our promised land. It's a beautiful place, so that we go back. We are tired of staying in America. We are just tired. So thank you so much, Martin Nambikalo, and may God continue to bless you for everything you're doing for us in order to get our beautiful country, Biafra. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very, very much. Thank you very much, and I highly appreciate your call. I do appreciate your call. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. Calls are coming in, as even if I think the whole line is jammed anyway. I think it is jammed, isn't it? Please try to extract another call as well. We want as many people as possible to call. We are simulcasting this very broadcast on my Twitter handle as well. If you go to Twitter, you will be able to join us, and it is also low data usage. It is low data usage. It is not as expensive as Facebook is. It is low data usage. They are afraid. They want to suppress the truth. They don't want us to preach the gospel of heaven, but we are here doing that anyway, regardless. We have our own app, which is IPOB Community Radio. We are on Radio Biafra app. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, man. This is Uchen now, Jim. We're calling from Los Angeles, California.
Thank you very much. The world is listening.
Maz, I've been trying to reach you since 2014. It's a great honor to hear your voice.
Thank you.
I don't have much to say. I don't have any question to ask you, Maz, because there's no question to ask. Your method and your approach towards our freedom is up. What I want to say is a little message to our people. I hear a lot of them complaining that Mas Nandikalo is... Mas, can you hear me?
Loud, the world, not just me, the whole world is listening.
Yes, I hear a lot of our people talking about Mazi Nnamdi Kanu being so harsh, being rude on them. Mazi, you are not. Honestly speaking, I have read a lot about Marcus Garvey. I've read a lot about Malcolm X. I've read a lot about Professor Amos Wilson. These are black genius. And I want to tell you that Marcus Garvey never spared black people. He called us black people race of imbeciles. And because the way we reason is appalling. So, Mazi, don't you ever relent. I want you to continue hitting us hard. Continue to tell us the blunt truth, and that is all we need to know. That is the only thing that will change our mentality. I'm very, very sure that most of us are changing. Our reasoning are changing because our people are listening to you. And I started listening to you since 2014. And since 2014, I've been trying to reach you, but I couldn't. But today, lo and behold, I was able to get the Messiah. I'm so happy to hear from you, Mazi Nnamdi Kanu. Continue to be the Marcus Garvey of our time. I'm telling you, the history will never, never, never forget you. Thank you so much, Mazi. Let me give other people a chance to talk to you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. The number is also on WhatsApp and also on Signal. Is that correct? Absolutely. Absolutely. We are live and we are direct. And heaven is bearing us witness. We preach this gospel without fear before our enemies. And that is what we are doing and will continue to do. I don't give a damn. As long as I preach the truth, that is what matters to me. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
I can hear you, our leader. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you. Your name and where you're calling us from, if you may. And please raise your voice for me, if you can.
My name is Omo Napite Okezwe. I am calling from Connecticut, United States.
From Connecticut, United States of America. Thank you very much. Please raise your voice for us. Please go ahead. Say what you would like to say.
I just wanted to know we are all good to go. And I want to appreciate God so much for what you are doing. Nobody on this planet Earth except God be with us. I want to tell you, sir, God is with you. Victory is going to be our portion. Victory is going to be our portion. And I want to tell the whole world that we are Biafran. We are the children of Chukwu Okike Abiera. And no matter what, no matter how many the danger we are like to be, all what we know, what happened in the Bible, again, the children of Israel and the Philistines, the same thing is going to happen to them. And by the grace of God, I don't know how we can raise up a team in Connecticut, because most of us, we are willing to join this reign of IPOP in Connecticut. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. I believe that you have his details in Connecticut. Have you written Connecticut? So that you do not forget. So that you do not forget. Please take another call. We are live and we are direct. And the whole world is listening. I want Facebook to understand that you cannot stop us from preaching this very glorious gospel. Nobody can. The zoo tried with all their might and their money. They couldn't. Nobody can stop us. That is why we are broadcasting live and the whole world is listening. If they close one very avenue for you to listen to us, you go and open another one. We are live and we are direct. Even on my Twitter, we are live and we are direct. And the whole world is listening. The whole world is listening. Any other caller on the line, there are loads of them. So many calls that our lines are jamming us. It is too much, isn't it? Way too much. Is there anybody we're going to do it? Do you manage to get somebody? Yes, please. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir. Mazi Nnamdi Kanu. May God bless you, sir.
And bless you, too. And bless you, too.
Yeah. I've been following you. I'm a hardcore Biafran. I've been following you for a long time, man. You have sacrificed everything and sacrificed your parents. I don't know, how to thank you. And all the Biafran need to know, security is very expensive. You have done your part. And it's up to us now to rally around. All you need now is money. So if anybody can get back to me with this phone number, so I'm going to support you with $1,000, and I'm going to do more from today. And I say, may Almighty God bless you. And I encourage all Biafrans to start putting in money. I mean, we have the population, we have the money. You know, no matter what, we need to support you because you have done your part, sir. God bless you, sir.
Thank you very much, Marabara, and may Elohim bless you as well. And I have said it. I went on record to say two things will be in place and Biafra will come. Our mothers will need to come out all over the world as they have done in the U.S. and also in Biafra land. And America will have to bring out money. United States of America will pay for this very effort. They are the ones to pay for it. And they must pay for it. I have a caller on signal. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is John Kinaso Kuchima, calling from Aba.
From Aba, please go ahead.
Yes, my Abu leader, may God bless you. May Yahweh bless you.
You said?
Yes, I listened vividly to your broadcast today. I feel blessed. I'm here with my neighbors, all of us. I put it in radio, all of us are listening. Because there's no how they can connect. Because our radio is not talking here.
Yes.
And right now, I switched through my Facebook. This thing now, it was not working. I entered through Twitter. That's where all of us will listen to it. And I decided to call you so that they will hear your voice. I'm here with the father, all of us, they are hardcore. And the person that called you, did they look at the about the place today?
Yes.
When I came up from meeting?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. My name is Remain John Chinasuku, the media from Abia State here.
Thank you very much.
We are working nicely too. I'm commending you for the good work you are doing for the people of Biafra.
Thank you very much.
Mechuka Biama, bless you.
Yes, Mechuka, bless you too. And bless all
thank
of you.
Sir.
And bless all of you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. I have a caller again on the line. This caller, can you hear me? Your name and where you are.
Yes, good afternoon, Mazi. Thank you so much for the work you're doing. My name is Beatrice Okezie. I'm from New York City. I'm calling today to remind all our Biafran Igbo organization that is their moral obligation to make sure that our homeland is secure. Now, for them to justify the reason for the existence, because you cannot have a more noble cause than to protect your father's life. We are having our ESN support, the Women USA. The flyer is currently being distributed. Please send it to all your social, cultural, Biafran Igbo group. Join us this Friday at 7 p.m. with our able leader, Mazi Nnamdi Kanu, to raise support for our ESN. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Everywhere, people are rising up. They need to do that. And if you support, if you're in America and you support what the world that ESN is doing, you support IPOB, you are doing it for yourself. You're not doing it for me, and I will tell you why. If you do not support ESN, if you do not support IPOB, your children will stay in America. They will marry in America. They will not be able to speak any Biafran language. And basically, your name will be lost forever and ever. But if we are in our land, if all these your children were to come back to our land, and we are building our land, making it as beautiful as every other beautiful advanced nation in the world, your name will remain. It is called Ahamefula. If you remain in America, if you turn a blind eye to what the Janjaweed are doing to us back home, your name will be lost forever and ever. Your trip to America would have been a failure. It would have been an utter, utter disaster. How many times do you come home? Maybe once every 5 years. And the day you die, your children and your grandchildren will never come home again. And then your father's name will be shut down forever and ever. Try and learn from it and support what we are doing. If you have any brain, you will and you should. The caller on the line, can you hear me, please? My goodness me, what is going on here? We are live and we are direct. The Fulani soldiers are raping our women. They come to Uwere. They pack them. What this idiot, we gave them some from Obibu. They are in detention now as we speak. And somebody is telling me to become a Nigerian. I don't understand these people. Our women are in detention right now as I'm talking to you. Being raped now, tonight. Tonight, some Janjaweed are going to them and raping them now, this very second. And you're telling me to become part of one Nigeria. If you complain to Amnesty International, they do nothing.
or they issue a report. You write to UN, and I keep asking, what in a situation, in a scenario where our women are being abducted, what do you want me to do? Nobody can answer that question. And very, very soon, I think Ohanaeze, they don't meet in public, and I think they have met for the last time. Since these people, they don't want to reason very well. What would they turn the award will do to these idiots who are there now? Anywhere they gather in public, we scatter them because they are evil men. Evil men. Yes, the caller on the line, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, this is Kai Tochukwu speaking.
From where are you calling from?
I'm calling from America, from Michigan.
From Michigan. Thank you very much. The world is listening. The whole world is listening. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Miles, I just want to say, just keep doing what you're doing. We are all behind you. And the next thing I want to say is this. I don't have the account number for the ESPN because it's my will to join in the contribution. But I don't have the account number. I've been looking for it for almost a month now.
My secretary will contact you right after this very program to tell you what you're supposed to do. Not just yourself, but your friends, your relatives, and all those who are around you. As I said earlier before you called, supporting ESN, supporting IPOB is not just about securing our homeland for the next generation. It's also trying to save your father's name as well. Because any child you have in America belongs to America. Unless you have Biafra, those children will, because by the time they grow up, Fulani would have taken over our land if you do nothing. And they cannot go back home anymore, and your names will be lost in America. Your father's compound will be shut down. That is why we are doing what we are doing. People must understand that it is very, very important. They support the ESN. They support IPOB. We are trying to save our collective future as a race. If we don't do what we are doing now, we are gone.
I get everything. I've been following you from 2015. I've been following you, but I haven't been a full member yet. Because back home, when I was still in Nigeria, I was a member of World This Criminal. It was Rike. I joined myself. But after I saw everything that happened there, that was why when you started, I was following you, but I didn't join because I don't want to rush into it. But now I can see everything clear. Like, it's clear to me. I don't have any doubt anymore.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You have taken his number down. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much for your call. Get us more calls, please. We want people from America to call. If you are struggling with listening or a place to listen to us, we have a lot of places. Go to my Twitter handle. You will see it there. You'll be able to join us. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sir. My name is Maurice Arinze Obute.
Obute, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from United States, Maryland, to be precise.
From Maryland. Thank you very much. Go ahead. The world is listening.
I'm so happy to speak to you right now. I'm very, very happy. You are a great man. Ewo Ohamadike Nezuku. Ohamadike Ndibo. Buko, Edo Kaninato, Animasu. Kedimaka, Anna. Hope was a man in the Fulani Nolo and other places in the government in the Fulani Nolo. Our boys need to go and recover it. And I need access on how to do contribution. These are two things that just ship in, please.
Okay, it will be done. My secretary will call you, and the criminal idiot that the Janjaweed put in Douglas House, you know where, is claiming he did not give any land to Fulani, and but they know it now. Anywhere they are, we remove them. Anywhere they are, we remove them. As I have told that idiot, you know that fool called them Hope Uzodinma went and arrested a rabbi, the wife. They shot the wife. Yes, they shot the wife. We got the information, they shot the wife. Gave or planning to people stopping them from giving our land to Janjaweed for free. Went, shot the wife on the leg. They used stick. They beat the daughter's breast, one of the breasts, so much that the breast of a girl who is not married is now flat. So the girl needs surgery. That's what they have done to her. This is happening in Orlo, as I'm speaking to you right now. People don't know what we go through on a daily basis. And that is why when I see somebody talking about one Nigeria, I want to pull off the person's head. It's like that person is an animal that needs to be decapitated. Thank you very much, my dear brother. No, there will be no... You've not seen what we are doing to them. No foreign settlement in our land, though. No, Fulani. If you want to live in our land, go and live in the township. We are not asking you to leave our land, no. But go to the township, no. No Ruga, no settlement, no ranching, none whatsoever. None whatsoever. Thank you very much. Somebody will contact you in a very short while. Uchenna will call you very, very shortly. Who else do we have on the line? We are in America, and we are preaching this very gospel unashamedly. If you are ashamed of Biafra, may shame befall you and your children and your family.
Hello.
The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please, your name and where you're calling us from, if you may.
My name is Sylvester Njoko from Alabama.
From Alabama. Thank you very much. Please, go ahead.
Mazi, I want to thank you so much for the sacrifice you have made for the restoration of Biafra. And I want to thank your family, your wife, and your children for their support and dedication. May Chukwuka Kekebiama bless you and guide you.
And bless you too.
Mark, I have one suggestion. And that is, I have an advice to our brothers and sisters, especially those living outside the U.S., if they should be mindful of how they are writing about the politics of U.S. Because politics is all local.
Yes.
If they can be mindful the way they write things about the politics in U.S., especially those outside the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And again, thank you so much for all your dedication. May you go to God. I've been trying for the past 1 year plus. And I'm so grateful and I'm so happy talking to you. It's like a joy to me all over. Thank you so much, Mazi.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much for your call. Thank you very, very much for your call. Do we have any other person on the line, please? Do we have somebody else on the line? The caller on the line, can you hear me, please? Your name and where you are. Can you hear me? No. They are.
I can hear you.
Then give us your name and where you are, please, and lower your system. Lower your system, please. Your voice will come out very shortly. Please turn your system down and you speak to us.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Thank you so much.
No. They are not paying attention. Once you pick your call, you start speaking because it's simple physics, the speed of sound. You cannot expect to hear your voice via the system almost immediately. You may be able to hear me in real time, but once it goes through our systems, it relays until it comes out via your listening device, and that may take a few seconds. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Mazin Nandekano.
Thank you very much. Please, your name and where you're calling us from, if you may.
My name is Raphael Peters, calling from Istanbul.
From Istanbul. Thank
yes.
you. Please go ahead.
Yes, Mark, we've been following you, and what you're doing is what you're supposed to do for the people. And we say, may Chukwukagama see you through, guide you, protect you, and we are here fully for you. We are organizing ourselves here too. So please, if you can get the account for a little contribution,
thank you very much. Thank you very much. I think we have a family in Turkey. We even have a unit in Istanbul, and your name is here. I've seen it. And somebody will get in touch with you. Somebody will get in touch with you. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much for that. Somebody else is calling. People are now calling us from outside the UK, please. Sorry, outside the US, not UK. We want people to call. People say they have an important issue they wish to discuss with us. The calls are too many. Way, way, way too many. We are live and direct. The time now here is approximately 1:54 p.m. in the afternoon in Houston, a cold Houston, Texas. They had a few flakes of snow, as you say, and everything went upside down here. Talk less of those of us who have been living under a permafrost, so to speak. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Chike from Anambra State.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
From California, please go ahead. We're listening.
Okay, I just want to say a very big thank you for what you've been doing. You know, you are pushing Igbo forward, and I just want to say thank you. I've been trying to reach you for a long time, and we all appreciate what you've been doing for Igbos.
Thank you very much. And wider Biafrans as well, we hasten to add. And even those from the West and from the Middle Belt, we want everybody to be free. We want everybody to be free. Not just Biafrans, but everybody to be free, please. Very, very important and highly critical. If people can be a bit more kind today and allow those of them in the U.S., please allow people in the United States to participate in what we are doing, because I came here to see them, but the COVID here is very, very bad. It's very, very bad, coupled with this very cold that we have here. Not very bad cold anyway, but for those of them here, it's like they're somewhere around the North Pole. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Please, your name and where you're calling us from.
This is Afamekuna Okonkwo. I'm from Tennessee.
From Tennessee. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Again, I really applaud you. I really appreciate all the work you have done.
Thank you.
But I'm thinking about the new Biafra.
Yes.
You know, and I would like us not to make mistakes of the zoo. You know, in the new Biafra, I propose there will be no state of origin, there will be no local government origin, there will be no religion. Wherever you live is your residence. Let us practice what the developed countries are practicing. Again, I applaud you. I pay my dues. I have my friends in Europe that I live with every week, but I pay my dues. Okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And remember, bless my Deborah, I have heard you. In Biafra land, we are going to have ethnic nationalities. We are African people. We come from where our father comes from. So in a new Biafra, there will be Igbo nation in a new Biafra. There will be Ijo nation in a new Biafra. Efik could have their own nation. Anybody who claims he or she is an ethnic entity will be able to have their own nation. Nobody is going to lord it over any other person. If you want to go somewhere and live, that is entirely up to you. But Biafra will be paradise on this very earth. I can assure you, it will be paradise on this very earth. Even the issue of ethnicity may not arise, because we are going to work very hard and we are going to make sure we bequeath a nation that every generation to come will be very, very proud of, the same way they do here in the United States of America. I have a few meetings to attend to this afternoon. Is that correct? I thank all of you for listening. I thank all of you for listening. You can continue to call the line if you wish to. If I do have time, I may be able to speak to one or two of you, but I think somebody is trying to call us from here. Let us see if we can get hold of them. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to
you. Loud and clear.
Yes.
My name is Jim DK Obunleya. I'm a BF fan, and I want to say in the name of the chef, I'm an old boy too. I have a few suggestions and a few questions. First of all, my first suggestion is this.
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead. I will ask him. We have lost him. We have lost him. Unfortunately, we have lost him. And what we are going to do is, he can call back and I'll be able to speak to him. But what we're going to do is bring this very fantastic program to an end. And I thank all of you that called in, everybody that called in, for your contributions towards this very program this very afternoon from here in Houston, Texas. And for all of you who are listening, be it in the blessed land of Biafra or from wherever you may be all over the world, I thank you very much for listening. In the next 2 days, it's going to be when? Today is Monday, is that correct? I'll be live again on now, I'll be speaking with Simon. Is it tomorrow morning? 7 p.m. Around about 7 p.m. Breffaland tomorrow, I think Simon will be interviewing me on his platform. I'll be speaking to Simon tomorrow. And day after tomorrow, we continue our broadcast. and everything is there. Can you tweet it? Also, put it on my Twitter. Yes, because he's doing a very fantastic job. Very, very fantastic job. That is what we want. People who are committed, people who are dedicated, people who are not swayed, not persuaded by any other earthly considerations. All we want is Biafra. All we want is freedom. I thank all of you for calling. And from the bottom of my heart, as always and without fail, you must understand that to us, those of us who are true believers, Biafra is not just a nation, it's not just a name. Biafra to us is our religion. Here on radio, Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwudika Biama, God Almighty in heaven, Elohim Adonai El Shaddai is our God. From me, from here, with all the love in my heart, it is good afternoon.